Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing. Hi there, and welcome to another episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. I am Kim Stewart.
And I'm Hazel Fruitman.
And just so you know, right off the bat, we are in Hawaii on our company retreat, and we've spent a couple days with sort of brainstorming and heads down, and I have a terrible, well, it's not terrible, but I have a cold. So if I sound like I'm speaking through like a horn or something, it's not that I am, it is that I have a cold. Just want to clear that up straight away. So there's been like some crazy things have happened, which we just want to toss this in off the bat because it is truly crazy stuff. The day before we came here?
Yes. The day before we came here was the eight dispensaries in Hawaii being approved.
Not Woody Harrelson. He did not get one, even though he had applied. Apparently there were like 60 applications and his was rejected, but Hawaii is going to have 8 medical marijuana dispensaries very shortly. I think it's going to be 2 here on the Big Island.
Yes, they're dispersed throughout all the islands.
Maybe 2 on Maui, 3 on Oahu, and 1 on Kauai, I think is how it's going to go. I'm not absolutely positive because, honestly, we've been like snorkeling and hanging out and doing some fun stuff while we were brainstorming and not doing it on the computer. So we may not have everything exactly. Other amazing things that happened. The Harborside.
Harborside, yes. I was thinking Harborside, the lawsuit going on with Oakland has been dismissed.
Well, so the city of Oakland and Harborside say that the federal government is going to dismiss their seizure lawsuit from 4 years ago where they were attempting to seize the building where Harborside is.
In Oakland, not the San Jose.
Yeah, in Oakland. That lawsuit is supposedly going to be dismissed anytime now. You got another one.
The other one was last week. The DEA finally approved a medical marijuana testing for vets that have PTSD, which is, I mean, that's been going on forever. Thank goodness that this finally passed. I'm sure everyone is cheering for that.
And the absolutely strangest thing actually happened yesterday. It was afternoon for us. Ted Cruz and then this morning, John Kasich have pulled out of the presidential election, leaving at this moment Donald Trump with the appearance of being the only Republican candidate. You know, one of the things that I'm going to go ahead and just quickly address in relation to that, I know that there's been a lot of concern from a lot of people about the possibility that somebody like Ted Cruz or John Kasich or, you know, some sort of a conservative Republican would come into office. And then the next thing you know, now the feds would be prosecuting so-called legal marijuana or legal cannabis because it isn't a federally legal situation. So my personal thought about this is that there is such an uproar. I mean, my Facebook, my email this morning, it was just insane. Oh yeah, stop Trump, give money, stop Trump, give money. People saying they're leaving Facebook until after the election is over because they know it's going to be nasty and just like crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. So the potential for a lot of states that have things going on the ballot for November where it was probably not going to be the easiest thing to get it done. Maybe it does become a little bit easier because, A, people are paying so much attention to this Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders situation that they're not paying attention. I think a lot of people are going to decide not to go and vote. That's going to be their little protest, especially if it's Clinton and Trump. They're just not going to go vote, which means that if you get your user base out to vote, especially in the smaller local stuff or the state stuff that has to do with legalization, whether it's medical, whether it's recreational, whatever it is, there is probably not going to be a better opportunity for making forward strides in legalization than there will be this fall at the election time. But right now, and before we do anything else, this is a podcast about mobile wallet marketing made easy. Hazel, can you give the sort of 3-minute rundown, 2-minute rundown of what a mobile wallet marketing pass is and how it works? Because I'm going to guess that a lot of people have ended up here from iTunes or Google, and maybe they haven't heard any of the podcasts before. So let's enliven them on actually how the product works before we go on to talk about what they could do with it.
Well, mobile wallet pass are primarily designed for Apple Wallet, for your iPhone. There's a pass, has the front of, you know, your brand or your, in this case, your advocacy group on the front of a pass. On the back of the pass is where all the fun stuff happens. We have many options you can use: call to action links, click to call, click to email. You can engage with your clients, with the passes, let them know what's going on, their next event, let them know of any donations coming up, any fundraisers coming up that you need to let them know about, any next meetings coming up. Look at that. My head, you can't see this, everyone, but my hairband just broke. And, yeah, you can. If you're running a podcast, you can have launch links, listen links right off the back of a pass. And that's basically how the mobile wallet pass works.
Absolutely. So in a nutshell, that's how the pass works. Now let's talk a little more specifically about what advocacy groups, like say a local chapter of Normal or MPP group type groups, other state and local groups, grassroots movements, what you can do specifically with a pass and why you would want to use a pass to communicate and engage with your supporters. A couple of the primary things that you can do is we have an event ticket pass, which actually could be used at the door to admit people. One of the things that we have some trade shows doing is they send out mobile copies of their event passes, yeah, I guess whatever, yeah, you would call it, that you would normally get, you know, like in an email and print it out, or a barcode in an email, whatever. Instead, they're doing it with mobile wallet marketing passes. And what that means is that prior to the event, you have the ability to market or send messages or rally the troops, so to speak, prior to your event, during your event, and after your event. Usually around 90% of these passes stay in the phones after their initial intended purpose has been done and completed, or used and gone by, whatever you want to call it for that. So let's say that you had a fundraising event in February and you wanted to reconnect with the people that attended that fundraising event in July. Well, you've got a couple of ways that you could do this. One is you could pick up the telephone and you could call every one of them individually. Two is that you could send out a mass email blast and you could hope that people opened up the email and it didn't end up in the spam folder and that they weren't having a bad day and just decided to delete it, or whatever people do with emails, which is really not that much good stuff, even though it's still a fairly effective method of marketing. Or you could send them a notice to their lock screen saying, hey, we are so-and-so group, and we've got some new information, or we're putting on a new event. And with the way the Apple system is set up, since it uses Apple Wallet, you can see the front and the back of the pass from the lock screen without having to unlock the phone.
That's right.
And you can't click through to the links when the lock screen hasn't been unlocked, but you can see what's on there. So you can, if you've got something that you want to get a quick dissemination of information on, like say that some crazy law is about to be passed somewhere and you need to get everybody to call Congressman so-and-so at such-and-such phone number and complain. Well, you can put on the front of the pass, you know, check the back for crucial information, and they can see on the back, oh, wow, this is what's happening. So then they unlock their phone, and if you've put the phone number on there and they're using their phone, all they have to do is tap the phone number and boom, they're calling their congressman right then and there. It's an immediate action, an immediate response. They're not looking at your email going, oh, gee, maybe when I have time, I'll pick up my phone and call. It's a great, great, super amazing call to action. If you want to invite people to come and look at a new web page, or you want to give them some information about an upcoming speaker series, whatever it is, it doesn't make any difference. You give them all this information, you send it straight to their phone. It's all super actionable. Let's say that you're having an event and the event is supposed to be at one location. And last minute, you have to change it to another location. Boom. What do, Hayes?
You just put that in the back of the pass and let them know, push off a notification to them. And then that address will just tap the address on the back of the pass and will show up where you're
needed. Boom. And now they've got a map to exactly where you need them to go. If it's not as complicated as an address change, but say maybe you've had to change from the Imperial Ballroom to the Gladiola Room for whatever the reasons are. You're at a hotel and they've screwed something up. All of this information you can give to them immediately. Let's say that you want to, I know Russ Belville went to Ohio when they were having that Ohio vote last year.
Yeah.
And he live messaged the whole thing. So you could create a special pass for that. I wouldn't do it with just an ordinary pass because it is kind of messaging people who didn't ask to be messaged that much. But you could create a pass that is the get the instant updates to this specific thing.
Yeah.
And you could literally feed the updates as often as you wanted. And the beauty of using the pass to do an update instead of just a Twitter
post
is that the back of the pass allows you to put anything you want.
Anything you want to. And goes directly to your audience.
Yeah, and if you needed, let's say that you're in the middle of live tweeting this event and all of a sudden some other breaking news happens, well, now you can live message that on the back of the pass as well.
You know, if there's a, you know, speaker A couldn't make it, put in speaker B.
Absolutely. Let people know. Keep people updated. And it's not just events. You can, another one that we were thinking about is that you would have a different pass installed on different levels of donors' phones. So if you've got a guy who likes to write big checks and you know that he's going to write you a big check, but he hasn't committed to like a monthly plan or whatever, but he always writes you a check for $10,000, well, I would give him a different pass than I would to the guy who made a $5 one-time donation, because the messaging and the message would be very different to the guy with the big wallet as opposed to the guy who just kind of kicked in and did it one time. So you want to think about how to organize your passes. Do you organize them based on the geographical area of where the person is? You know, like if you're in a state and say you're in California, well, you probably wouldn't be sending San Francisco people the same messages all the time that you would send to LA. So I would have an LA pass and a San Francisco pass. And then if I had some big overriding thing, I would send it to both of them, but I would still be able to tailor based on geography for what I wanted them to do or needed them to do or where I wanted them to show up or go or whatever. So you could, obviously you have the event where you acquired them. If you are running ads in some of like High Times or some of the other magazines or periodicals or monthlies or on websites. If you want to measure how effective your campaigns are, I would set up a pass for each one of the delivery methods of that campaign. Now, to the average user, they might not realize that green pass number one came from High Times and green pass number two came from a QR code that somebody scanned at a Southwest cannabis show. They would have no idea. You would have the idea, and you'd be able to track engagement by simply segregating the passes based on the incoming factor and then tailoring the message at times to each of those sort of subgroups, if you will. And the other really brilliant thing about the passes, they can be completely reorganized. And you could completely change the graphics on the front. You can completely change all the links on the back. So if you were doing some sort of a national level pass and you had something going on in state A, let's call it Texas this month, but then you had something going on in Rhode Island next month and something going on in California the next month, you could come in, change the graphics, change the colors, make sure that people understood that this is a completely different campaign than what you had last month and that you're asking them to take a different action or give money for a different reason or come to a different event or go to a new webpage, whatever.
Right.
So pretty much the organizational structure of how you want to measure the efficiency of various campaigns is something that we're always happy to work with people on. You know, you sit down with us and you say, okay, so this is what we're going to do. These are our three goals, and this is the four ways we're already planning to work on building the supporter base and getting them to act on what it is you want them to act on. So we sit down with you, we look at it, and we make some suggestions, and we explain to you that if you set it up this way, this is how the organization would work. If you set it up that way, this is where the organization would be. And then we kind of decide together what's going to be the best thing, and boom, we create the passes, you approve the passes. That usually takes a couple of days. Sometimes it's one business day or less. Sometimes it's a couple of business days. It depends on how much stuff we have going on. But all of our customers get personal service, especially when they go to create the first set of passes. When we're making your first passes, we want to make sure that it accurately represents you and your organization and that it does have the key points as the high points on the back. And other things that I would consider including on the back, like links to your donation page, links to your calendar page, any of that kind of stuff, whatever's important, make sure that's on there. And then it's up to you to actually get people to install the passes. And this works in kind of a funny way. If you put a link up on your website, and we always suggest you use the QR code and the link in tandem because you never know when somebody's looking at your website on a computer and they happen to have their phone in their hand so they could just scan the QR code, or if they're looking at your website or your mailer or whatever on their phone, then they can just do the link directly by tapping it from the email on their phone or from the website on their phone. You want to give them as many options and you want to tell them what to do. Click here to install this in your phone. Click here, scan here to put this in Apple Wallet. Because honestly, if you just spring this on people with no warning, it's not so good. People are like, what are you doing? You're stealing my Apple Wallet. So, you know, you have to actually do a little bit of work here too. It's not all on us. We just want to make that part clear.
Sure. I think it was like a follow on a social media site or building your email list.
Absolutely. Totally and completely. So I think with that, we probably have covered the topic well enough, at least for today. It's Hawaii. We're on a retreat. We're going to maybe head down to the beach or something. You got anything else, Hayes?
No, just thanks so much for listening.
And have a great week.